You know, it's one thing to organize the stage miking for an already established and organized band. It's quite another thing to do it for a spontaneous gathering of musicians like we have up here. Please give a warm thank you to SE Systems for the sound and the light here. Working really hard here. And some fine volunteers helping out with NoFest to do a great job getting this all set up. Welcome back to the Creekside Stage. It's sponsored by Gibson USA. I'm Martin Anderson from WNCW, and welcome to the vocals workshop. Let me introduce everyone up here, and then we'll give a little rundown as to what we're going to do here. Anna Laura Emiston is a singer with Fofolé, a Cajun band, has been doing some sets here, and she's joined by her fiddler, Chris Segura of Fofolé. We have Mary Lucy and Shannon Whitworth. They are of the Biscuit Burners in Western North Carolina. Caitlin Carey and Thad Cockrell, they've been doing some great stuff together over the last couple of years, and lots of other stuff, with Whiskey Tag and all sorts of stuff. Carey Rodriguez and Chip Taylor wrapping it up over there. So, what I thought we'd do is kind of sort of similar to what you may have seen in the mandolin workshop. Each artist here, each singer will maybe do a brief intro of who they are and maybe where they learned to sing, when, how long it took before you felt yourself ready to start singing in front of public. Sing a number, and then maybe you can take a question or two, and then we'll move on to the next, and then we'll consider ourselves learned in vocals. So Anna Laura Emiston with Fofolé, want to start off?
Hi, y'all, Darren. I started singing, well, I've always been singing. I started learning how to sing probably when I was about 9 or 10 years old. I started taking some classical lessons and also improv. I've always been around Cajun music growing up, living in Lafayette, Louisiana. And but only started singing it recently, about 5 years ago. Luckily, I grew up with French-speaking parents, so I speak French fluently, and I'm lucky enough to be able to understand the lyrics that I sing. That's always a plus.
Yeah, there are actually quite a few Cajun musicians who don't speak French, so they have no idea what they're singing.
And I mean, it's a shame because traditional French Cajun music is a very emotional folk music. Not only that, but there's a lot of wailing and yelling in Cajun music, and that not only from the emotion and the hardships did that come from, but it also came from not having any type of amplification other than the lungs and the diaphragm, you know? So in house parties, singers had to be able to sing above the instruments, above the pots and pans in the kitchen, above the people dancing and yelling and singing. So, I'm gonna do a two-step for y'all now called the high point two-step. Thank you.
Hey, y'all. My name's Mary Lucy, and I've been singing my whole life, too. And it wasn't till a few months ago that I started taking lessons. And I went for 3 weeks to India with my husband, who plays dobro, and he was studying with an Indian classical slide guitar player, and I went to study Indian classical voice, and it was taking place in Calcutta, and the pollution so bad there, I lost my voice on the third day, and it was gone pretty much the whole time I was there, but I learned a ton, and more so just learned some exercises to do with my voice, which is, I'm already being able to tell how more relaxed my voice is getting. So the whole taking lessons thing is pretty powerful and has its place. But I'm gonna sing for y'all a song. I too love the folk music of Appalachia, and we do an Appalachian culture music program when we're traveling around touring and go into schools and tell kids about this music. And we usually start with the roots, which is a cappella songs that were passed down from England and Scotland. And I've taken a strong liking to shape note singing, and just really recently started to explore that. But I learned this a cappella song from a woman named Hazel Dickens, who's one of the pioneer bluegrass ladies. I'm sure many of y'all know her. Let's give her a big old hand. This is a real sad one. He's had more bad luck than most men could stand. Well, the mines were his first love, but never his friend. He's lived a hard life, and hard he will die. Black love's done got him, and his time is nigh. He went to the boss man, but the boss man closed the door. Well, it seems you're not wanted when you're sick and you're poor. You're not even covered in their medical plan, and your life depends on fibers of man. Black lung, black lung, oh, your hands as cold as you reach for my life and torture my soul. Hold that black water, hold you, hold down that dark cave where I spent my life digging my own grave. Down at the graveyard, the boss man came with his little bunch of flowers. Dear God, what a shame. Take back those flowers. Don't you sing those sad songs. The die has been cast now. I've been singing for fun my whole life as well. And I think the first time I stood in front of a crowd of people and sang was in second grade, People by Barbra Streisand, and in a sailor dress. And I think I was probably more bold then than I when I finally got old enough to realize how embarrassing that could be. My nerves wouldn't let me stand out in front of folks and sing, I think. But then Mary came into my life, and she sort of helped me get over my fear of, still helping me get over my fear of singing out in front of folks. But to me, that is like one of the, if your brain is panicking and nervous, it almost cuts off your vocal cords. So being really relaxed and being at ease with where you are and realizing it's really not about you, it's about the music and the sounds, and that right there has helped me a lot. I'm gonna do a song, kind of a honky tonk song, I guess, and I think Miss Caitlin Carey's gonna bow a little bit on it. My vocals are going to be a lot louder than hers, if you could just lower them a little bit.
Won't need your love, oh, won't need your company, won't need your love to set me free. Well, I found that I was so much lonelier when you were lying right by me. So come on, darling, let's call it quits. We don't need to waste each other's time any longer. Come on, darling, you and all your things to do, it's beyond your way. Time's a wasting away. I can't love you, you don't get it, boy. I can't love you, you don't try. And the moon is full, and I gotta go. I got me some rambling on my mind. Come on, darling, let's call it quits. We don't need to waste each other's time any longer. Come on, darling, best be on your way. Time's a wasting away. Best be on your way. Time's a wasting away.
I guess my friend Thad Cocko knew that song too. Sounds beautiful, Thad. Well, my name's Caitlin Carey, and I don't have any stories of singing lessons. although I have been focusing a lot on singing harmony lately, both with my friend Thad Cockrell and also with my girl band called Tres Chicas. Thanks. We'll be back next year with the ladies, maybe. I guess I learned to sing from my mom and dad, who are out there somewhere. I can't see them, but we sang on car trips, and we sang a lot of rounds and a lot of English and Irish folk songs as well. Some of the good rounds and some of the bad. We sang the Rattlin' Bog a lot. Y'all know that song? The kind that goes on, and there's a bush and a tree and a frog and a bush and a bush. Yeah. And the other way I think I learned how to sing is that I keep my instrument right under my chin, and it teaches me a lot. They say that the violin is the closest thing to the human voice in an instrument, so that's how I know how to sing that and trying and...
Tell them about your vocal warm-up.
No.
Yes.
You'll have to... No. I'll let you out me. I was saying that my vocal warm-up was Maker's Mark. But that's not good. I hope there are no young people, no one younger than me out there. But Thad and I are going to sing a song together, and so I'll let him do his talking, and then we'll sing, okay?
My name is Thad Cockrell, and I'm not sure which came first, my love of trouble or my love of singing, but I think they're hand in hand, and they've got a conspiracy out for me or something. And anyways, my dad's a preacher, and I grew up in church, which definitely has something to do with it all, and both. And so once again, they're connected. And I put on sunglasses because I don't think it's fair for you to stare at me and me not be able to stare at you. So we got a guy over here that looks like Kris Kristofferson. That's amazing. And over here, we have a guy that looks like Greg Brown. And I haven't quite got over here, but next time around, you know, it's interesting. I'm staring back at you.
You're all very pretty. I'm staring at them without sunglasses on because I'm brave. We'd like to do a song that Buck Owens wrote because we miss him and because we've been brave enough to try to sing it decent.
Together again, the tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are not an end. The key to my heart you hold in your hand, and nothing else matters. We're together. Together again, the gray skies are gone, and you're back in my arms, now where you belong. The love that we knew is living. Nothing else matters. We're together.
Carrie, will you play with me?
Out in the
Carrie Rodriguez, and I guess up until a few years ago, I never would have believed that I would be singing for anybody, not even my husband, when we're driving in the car. But I guess I started out, you know, I've been playing fiddle my whole life, and you have to sort of pay attention to playing in tune because we don't have frets, so that's probably one thing that helps. But Chip started, I started playing fiddle with Chip 3 or 4, 5 years ago now. And he asked me to sing some harmony, and I really wanted the gig, and I said, sure, I sing harmony, although I'd never done it before. And that's how it started. So I started singing a little bit of harmony, and that scared me to death, and kept doing it, and he kept egging me on, and pretty soon wanted me to do a duet with him. And that really scared me to death, and my knees would be shaking for the whole gig up until I had to sing the duet. But, you know, just doing it every night keeps making it easier, and it sure is wonderful to have played one instrument your whole life and then get the door open to get to play another one. So I've been having fun with it.
Sounds good to me. Don't stop. Well, my thing is, I'm from Yonkers, New York originally, but I just loved country music when I was a kid. I just, all I listened to was country music, and I had a country band when I was a kid in high school. And so I got my start as a country and western songwriter from Yonkers, New York, and I actually was very fortunate to get in the business. Chet Atkins was not only the great guitar player, but he was the head of A&R, and he loved my songs down in Nashville. And for RCA Victor, so I was staying alive till I was doing some country things until I wrote some rock and roll hits. But I've been a big duet fan, and I must say that Caitlin and Thad, they're just great, and it's great to have people like that floating around these days. And I love to work with Kerry. I was a big Louvin Brothers fan, and the Everly's, of course, and stuff like that. So I'm so glad that Kerry joined me, and I love to hear her voice against mine. We'll do something from, we have an album out called Red Dog Tracks, and it just did show up at the store, so we'll do something from that. It's called Keep Your Hat On, Jenny. You with him. his hands, your skin. And if you've done it once, will you do it again? No, 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 no. Really don't need this pain. Come on, keep your head on, Jim. Keep your head on, Jim. A little sister's back, sugar daddy. Keep your head on, Jim. Keep your head on, Jim. We ain't gonna let you down.